Erica Wiggenhorn is an award-winning author and the founder of Every Life Ministries. She's just written a book called Letting God Be Enough, Why Striving Keeps You Stuck and How Surrender Sets You Free. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
I like the fact that in this book you address something called imposter syndrome, and I think this is something we need to talk about. Could you define that?
Sure. So imposter syndrome is this idea that you are a fraud. So on the outside, you appear confident, you appear happy, you appear like you're loving life and you've got it all figured out and you've got it all together, but on the inside, you're really struggling. And there is a fear that if people knew how you really felt about yourself, they would reject you. So you kind of keep the facade, the image going on, and you are living in this place of fear that, you know, while you're able to maintain that image at this moment in time, failure is awaiting you around the next corner, and everything's going to kind of fall apart. And so you're living in just this constant anxiety and this constant frenetic performance of trying to hold it all together, whether it's your family, your career, your place in the community, your socioeconomic status. It can be all manner of things. It could even be your image at church. You know, I want to look like the good Christian wife and mom who's got it all together, and yet inside I know I am hanging on by a thread.
And in the book, you really focus in on Moses. Why do you do that?
Yes. So I refer to Moses as the greatest self-doubter in the Bible. He, of course, argues with God over all of his experience, giftedness, capabilities. He completely downplays everything that God had gifted him with and allowed him to experience in order to prepare him for what God had for him in the moment. And what is beautiful to me about Moses' story is how God responds to Moses' fear of inadequacy and imposter syndrome, and how it is 100% the opposite of what leading psychologists and thought leaders and business leaders tell us we ought to do with our fear of inadequacy.
What did God say to him? How is the right way to kind of deal with this? How did God do it?
Yes. So sometimes we're going to face things in life where we're not enough, and there's nothing we can unroll on a resume that prepared us for the assignment or the season that we're placed in right now. There are things in life that we can look in the mirror all day long, we can look inside of ourselves all day long, and we know we don't have what it takes to get through it. We're only going to get through it by the grace of God. And that is exactly what God essentially told Moses. Moses went to God and he's like, who am I to do this? I can't do this. This is way bigger than me. This is beyond me. And God did not unroll Moses' resume and tell him all of the reasons why he was the guy for the job. He basically offered Moses three very beautiful promises. He said, I will be with you. He offered him the promise of his presence. Look, I'm doing it. You just are along for the ride, and I'm going to be with you the whole time. You are not alone in this, Moses. The second thing is he offered the promise of fulfillment. He said, I will be with you, and when you lead the people out. He didn't say if.
Yeah.
He didn't say, well, Moses, if you're spiritual enough to hear my voice,
right,
if you're, you know, obedient enough, then this will happen. If you are strong enough, then the people will follow you. There was no if. There was a when.
Hmm.
And the third thing, which is kind of my favorite part of what God promised Moses, he said, I'm going to promise you my presence. I'm going to promise fulfillment. I'm going to bring you to the other side of this, Moses. And then he said, and when it's all done, you're going to worship me on this mountain.
Hmm.
And what God is promising Moses there is intimacy. He's saying, look, Moses, you don't really get who I am right now. You don't get what I'm doing. You don't understand my capabilities. You question my character because none of this makes sense to you in the moment. But when this is all said and done, you are going to worship me. You are going to witness my wonders. You're going to understand the greatness of my capabilities and the goodness and the kindness of my character. Because the antidote for a fear of inadequacy is intimacy with God. When we know God, we know his character. We understand the magnitude of his capabilities and that he does things in ways we will never wrap our minds around. Then we can get past ourselves. We can get out of our own heads. We can get out of all of our what-if worries and move to a place where we say, you know what? I don't get it, but I know the one who does. And he has promised he will get me to the other side of this. And that gives me hope.
The book is called Letting God Be Enough by Erica Wiggenhorn. She's the founder of Every Life Ministries. Thanks, Erica.
Thank you.